The word in today's readings is a word that we hear and read about all the time. Temptation. Temptation. A woman wanted to buy a new dress, and she went shopping, and of course she found a nice one. The problem is, it was very expensive, $750. She knew she could not afford it, but eventually she tried it on, and she was tempted to buy it, and she did. When she went home that evening, she showed her husband how beautiful it was and how beautiful she looked with it on. Then he asked the question, how much did you spend? How much did it cost? When she told him $750, he had a fit. She explained, there's temptation coming. She explained, the temptation was more than I could resist. He told her, next time when you are tempted, tell the devil, get behind me, Satan. She said, that's what I did. And the devil got behind me. And he said, you look fantastic, even from the back. Now, all of us know about temptations. In the book of Genesis, we read that God saw all he had created and pronounced it good. And when God say good, he means good. He pronounced it good. And then temptation came. And Adam and Eve messed up God's plan. Now, what happened here, if you look at the story, Eve blamed the serpent. Adam blamed Eve. Eve said, the devil made me do it. Adam said, the woman you gave me made me do it. The English great writer G.K. Chesterton writes, God has written a play he has planned as perfect, but which, of course, he left it to human actors and stage managers who had since made a mess out of it. Look what's happening in the world today. Why? Because we messed up God's plan. The Bible is never in any doubt that there is a power of evil in the world, a personal active power in opposition to God. This power is out to frustrate and ruin God's creation, especially God's masterpiece, the human person. We are never to underestimate the power of Satan, something that the devil is a medieval superstition. And his chances of victory increase in proportion to our awareness of his presence and our overconfidence in our own strength. How many of us can really say that we were completely satisfied after giving up to temptation? If we remember, the situation got worse and not better. Yet many continue to experiment with temptation, and the evil one is making a lot of friends. Now Satan comes in some attractive disguise. He came to Jesus, not telling him how much he is going to suffer and he will die on a cross. No, he offered him kingdoms of the world. Turn the bread, the stones into bread. Jump from this mountain, for the Lord will save you. He comes to us as one interested in our rights. And Shakespeare says he can even quote scripture, as he did today in the gospel. He comes to us, telling us that sin is an experience. Pride asserting your rights. Lust is only love. Stealing is getting what is yours. Asserting your rights, disobedience, are a sign of independence. Now, strangely enough, in today's gospel, Jesus is telling us what he went through. Remember, he was in the desert by himself. The disciples never knew what happened to him. So he must have related this story to the disciples. And of course, the evangelist wrote it down. He wanted to give us a lesson, telling us that as he was victorious over temptation, so can we with his grace. Jesus resisted without compromise or temptation to depart from the plan laid down by his own Father. Now, as we know, the Bible is the story of a people on a journey. A journey God planned for us, and we have chosen to live by it. As Christians, during Lent, we are called again to go on this journey, a journey in search for God. It is the story of each and every one of us. During this holy season of Lent, the church wants us to go to this journey and to take with us prayer. We are to intensify our spiritual life, to be more kind to those who are less fortunate and almsgiving, and then to make penance for our past evil ways. Now, what is so beautiful here in this story of the gospel, Jesus refused to turn stones into bread. Yet, in a few moments at Mass, he changes bread into his own body. He offers us food and encouragement for the journey. Remember, Lent has no meaning without Easter. So this journey is not a blind journey. We know where we are going. We are moving step by step with Jesus Christ, who suffered and died the death of a slave on a cross. And yet, after that, he brought victory over sin and death by his glorious resurrection. So Lent is preparing us to move with Jesus, with the whole Catholic Church. We are moving towards the Feast of Easter. So let us, although we are asked to intensify our prayer life, to be more kind to people, to do more penance, let us not stop there. These are means so that we can celebrate the feast of Easter with more glory and with more zeal in our Lord, who is, yes, a suffering Lord, but he is also a glorious Lord who brought victory over sin and death. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.